It's week five of Repeat It or Delete It. I'm Kendra Wolf here, and on the phone with me, I have Dave from Ripchain. How's it going, Dave?
Doing well, thank you.
Okay, and you're based out of Boise, is that correct?
Boise, Idaho, that's right.
Okay,
not too far away.
Yeah, not too bad. I'm sure do you ever come to Twin Falls, or do you want to?
we've never played Twin Falls because we've never been able to find a venue. If anyone has ideas, hit me up, or we'll come out.
Okay, hint, hint. You heard him. So the band is called Ripchain. How would you describe the band's sound?
Well, not that metal needs another subgenre, but we call ourselves postmodern thrash. That's kind of from all the influences we have in the band. We've got, I'm more of an old school guy. I kind of bring the Slayer, old school Metallica feel, and our guitar player brings the Godsmack, Black Label Society, and just the mesh we have, a mixture of old school and modern metal. So kind of that's what we call ourselves, postmodern thrash. Yeah, we have Rene Ramirez. He's the drummer. He's just I don't really know how to explain him. He's a chili pepper.
Okay.
he's spicy and he's fast and he hits hard and he's insane. So he's the perfect man for the job.
Nice.
Lead guitar player is Joff Stone. He's originally from Idaho Falls. Lives in Meridian. He's just our lead guitar player, and he's a badass as well. I don't really know how to explain these guys other than awesome. We have a new bass player. The recording you'll hear on the radio has a former bass player on it, which was great. That was Jimmy Turner. But now we have Bob Davis. We call him Bobzilla. I guess he's an all around musician. He plays bass like he plays the 12-string bass, 6-string bass, 5-string bass, fretless bass. He's one of those guys that can just mesmerize you, and we're lucky to have him. And then you got me. I play rhythm guitar, and once in a while I'll pretend to play lead, but not very often. I'll typically leave that for Joff.
How long have you been performing music?
Oh, I started playing guitar when I was probably 20 years ago, but I didn't start my first band until 2003. Started a little band called Black Friday. It lasted about a year, and then Ripchain was formed.
Do you have any advice for anyone listening that maybe they're just starting out forming bands, or maybe they're thinking about it? Any advice?
Once you start, don't stop.
Okay, just keep going, even if something bad's happened, just keep going.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than losing momentum, and we've been through several member changes over the years, and we like to think we've come out of that pretty well. We've increased our potential every time with member changes, but member changes typically happen, and you can't let it stop you.
Good advice. Is Ripchain playing in Boise anytime soon, or any surrounding areas?
Yeah, September 21st. We're doing an all-ages show at the old Idaho Penitentiary.
Nice.
There hasn't been a show there since Rage Against the Machine. It's been a while.
And if people want to find out more about Ripchain and maybe that show, what's the best way for people to do that?
You can find us on Reverb Nation. You can find us on Facebook. And we have a website under construction right now, but it's not up yet. But you can still find us on Facebook. Not a problem.
Okay, so the song we're about to hear, it's called Thy Will Be Done. Can you explain what it's about?
It's up for interpretation, obviously. Okay. I try to write the lyrics, generally speaking. But if you want to know where my head was at when I wrote it, it's kind of about cult religions, I suppose. Twisted leaders.
And so you wrote this. Do you write a lot of the lyrics for most of the songs?
Yeah, it's pretty much all me. I'm the angry one. And we're all angry in our own ways, but I like to stay authentic. And if I'm singing someone else's lyrics, then I find myself trying to identify with someone else's passions and might not come off quite as authentic. And I just I want to be authentic.
Nice. And you seem so calm and cool and collected right now. So I assume once you stand on stage, maybe you're freer. Maybe you're just a different person.
Something else takes over for sure.
Okay.
On stage.
So here is the lightning round. Okay, what's your favorite color?
Black.
Are you a dog or a cat man?
Both.
Both. Okay, I think that's a first for both.
I don't own a dog, but I do own a cat.
But you,
I like dogs.
But you like dogs.
Food. Cats are independent. I like that.
All right, they take care of their own. Oh, that makes sense. Okay, blonde, brunette, or ginger?
Ooh. blonde.
Well, at least you're honest.
I've never been all that picky. Females.
Okay, that's a good category. We'll stick with that. If Ripchain was to headline a show, this is whatever you want, this is your fantasy, where would you play? Who would open for you?
Oh, sheesh. Who would open for us?
Yeah.
You mean like any band, any famous band?
Any, even if it's like some band we never even heard of, whatever you want, this is your fantasy.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know. Let's go with somewhere in France, and our friend's Fault Paradox from right here in Boise would open for us. This is David Ford with Ripchain. You're listening to Thy Will Be Done. That was my band, Rip Chain. Please vote for us on Repeat It or Delete It.